Greetings, friend. Welcome back to Incense, Pray Through Life. I sincerely hope and pray that you've had a week filled with prayer, where it was easy for you to enter into His presence, to focus on His love, gain wisdom for the issues that you're dealing with this week. But even more, just that simple relationship with the living God. If that isn't you, well, welcome to real life, I guess, on this planet. The difficulties of spiritual living persist for many. For you and I, as the seasons change, the weeks roll by. So if you struggled this week, the good news is that grace abounds for us all, if we humble ourselves before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, open our hands, and receive it from Him as He pours it out. No matter where we're at tonight, let's open our hands and receive from Him, giving thanks at the very beginning here for all things. All things. Let's pray. In Exodus 3, it says this: "And Moses was a shepherd with the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the west of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, to Horeb. And the angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and there was the bush burning with fire, but the bush was not being consumed. And Moses said, "Let me turn aside and see this great sight. Why does this bush not burn up?" And Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, and God called to him from the midst of the bush, and he said, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." And he said, "You must not come near to here. Take off your sandals from your feet, because the place on which you are standing, it is holy ground." And he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face because he was afraid of looking at God. You know, some scholars posit that the angel of Yahweh is some sort of version of a pre-incarnate Christ. If we were to think that way, in a strange way, it would change our thoughts about the burning bush. It would change our thoughts about the voice of our God coming out of that bush. And it would also change our thought about holy ground, especially if we look at this scene with that in mind through the lens of the New Testament and Pentecost. We are filled with the Spirit of our Savior Jesus Christ and the Father. And if we are in union with Jesus Christ, we are blazing with His light like a burning bush. Therefore, our bodies, our beings become the new sacred space, the place in which Yahweh tabernacles among us. God is with us. Jesus is in union with us. Are we holy ground? Are you holy ground? Ask God, are you holy ground? as we solidify our own sacred space, standing with clean hands, renewed in spirit and mind by and through Jesus Christ. What I want to do for the rest of our time together is ripple out like a pond, a stone falling into a pond, where fire, light, majesty, truth, joy, beauty, kindness, all good things from the Father ripple out from us like living water. So I want to prompt you to start right next to yourself. Let's start right here. Do you live in a house? Do you live in an apartment? Do you live in a cardboard box? Wherever you live, start here. Who is in this space? What is this space? Meditate. Is God present? How do we ask God to come and flow out like living water into the space right next to us, the space where we're placed? We are light in this house, in this apartment. We must shine here. Pray for who you're living with right now. Ask God, what do they need from Him, and pray. Now think beyond this space, if you can, to the next space. The ripples go out. Do you live in a neighborhood? Do you live in an apartment building surrounded by local streets? People you may see every day, every other day, and never say a word to them, potentially. Or maybe you know them really well. Maybe you exchange tools or food if you need. Or maybe you're next to your best friends. It doesn't matter the context. What matters is that you are sacred space and that God wants to declare himself through us to that space to shine. And so let's now pray for who God brings to your mind from your neighborhood or the streets that are right next to us or that house that you look at every day and wonder about, or that man walking his dog who you've never said a word to, or even the people that you know dearly next door who might not know the living King. God, give us faces and names. Give us a heart for these people, not to be afraid, not to be ashamed. God, give us a heart for these people. Let's go one further ripple out tonight. We live in a town We live in cities. We live in perhaps the country, surrounded by other houses, maybe even miles away, but it's still your larger community. Many, many, many of us live in a town. A town that's filled with politics, a town that's filled with he said, she said, a town filled with taxes and schools, problems, joys, parks, restaurants, bars. Where is God in here? Yes, he's at the churches. Yes, he's in people's homes. Perhaps. We need to remember that, perhaps. But what I'd like to do is for us to pray as the ripples go out for our town, our city. God above, hear our prayer. Can you make this town your footstool? Can you move in this city as you have done for others in distant past to bring forth a move of the Spirit to make people see, to lift the veil of your glory so that people can see your face and desire you in this town? God, give us words to speak on your behalf for this town. Help us know how to break the bonds. Where are the bonds? Give us a vision, God, for what you want for this city, this place, to make it sacred space for your glory. Thank you. Oh, our God, may you shine and speak through me, through us, for you are worthy. I hope this time together blessed you as it did for me. Please visit www.incense-ptl.com. You can contact me directly by emailing eric@incense-ptl.com. I pray your prayers go miles deep this week. Amen.